RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MP on the mic. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Hour number two of this fine radio program on a rainy Tuesday. I like Kevin Clark. I love Kevin Clark. He's fun. We've hung out before. He does the This Is Football podcast with Peyton Manning's production crew, whatever. He's got a fun one up now. They show this, basically saying they show the same scenic shots for every city in every NFL game, and they need to mix it up. Is that, you know, in Seattle, they always show the people throwing the fish at the fish market. The Ravens games, it's always the blue crabs. I've always been a lobby. They should show actual shots of Landover, Maryland, because it's always D.C. Games aren't in D.C. They're at Commander's Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland. We'll be out there on Sunday. Commanders coming back home 3-1. If you were to tell me that one football team has won three games that we talk about on this radio program, I would have guessed the Hokies before the season, would have guessed JMU, wouldn't have guessed the Commanders. Miami was an adventure for the Hokies. It's their job to put it behind them, because they got to get out west to Stanford this week. We are not under that restriction. We do not have to put it behind us. And so we welcome on from TechSideline.com, your place for Virginia Tech news, Andy Bitter, who was there. Andy, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'll be honest. I'm kind of still not ready to turn the page yet. There's so much to talk about with this game. But let's start with the finish. What'd you make of the catch, the review, the replay, all of it?
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy finish. I believe you were down there for the Sugar Bowl with Danny Cole.
Yep.
And that catch that wasn't against Michigan kind of had similar vibes to that. Now, I will say, I think Danny Cole caught that ball a lot more than Daquan Phillips did in this game, but the process that it went through, where they called that touchdown the field, and quite honestly, I don't know how they did that, but they did that. And then it gets the replay. At that point, you've got to find conclusive evidence to overturn it. And I mean, they looked at that thing for 5 or 6 minutes. I just don't think you can say you could find conclusive evidence to turn that over. Like, it was kind of fuzzy, it was kind of a gray area, but I don't know. Indisputable evidence, which is the replay standard, I don't know if they got to that.
If they call it incomplete on the field, you have to leave it. If they call it a catch on the field, you have to leave it. I agree. Five and a half minute long replay. I don't think I've ever seen a 5.5 minute long replay. Oh, I mean, what are you thinking? You know, this is, I mean, potentially a season changing win for the Hokies, and then all of a sudden you're in a pretty deflated interview room.
Yeah, it was an excruciatingly long time, especially if you're a Hokies fan, sitting there thinking you've won the game. And the longer it goes on, I guess you could have kind of had two train of thoughts, like, if they're taking this long, do they really see anything? You know, are they going to get to that unreasonable doubt standard that you need with replay? And then the other side of it is like, why are they continually looking at this? Are they looking for a reason to change it? Now, I don't believe in conspiracies or anything like that, but you can't help but have that creep in your mind at the end of a replay like that. So, you know, going the other way, I think it's just, you know, huge bummer for Tech fans because they've been through this before and they still talk about it today, and they'll be talking about this one for years to come.
I think of, you know, Tech, heartbreaking, gut-wrenching moments, Danny Cole's number one, Matt Ryan on Thursday night in Blacksburg. I think this one's right there. And you, with the way this team played Friday night, I don't think it's unreasonable we might be talking about this as at the end of the year as being a significant moment in terms of keeping them from a place they might want to be.
Certainly. I mean, you win this game, you're 1-0 in the ACC, you have a tiebreaker on a team that's, you know, is at the top of the conference, a top 10 team like that, and now you're 2-3, have a long trip across the country to play Stanford. You're not necessarily guaranteed to make a bowl game at this point. I mean, this was a hugely important game for the Hokies, and to see it go the other way like that, like I said, it's just sort of a crushing feeling.
Andy Bitter, TechSideline.com, joins us to break down all things Hokies. All right, a couple more things from the Miami game, because I think there were a lot of positives and some negatives. I thought the defense got pressure, did a great job with Cam Ward. I thought that's kind of what we were sold before the season of what a veteran team would look like. They played very well. I also thought the clock management just wasn't good enough at some key moments. How do you untangle everything you saw before the big play?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Yeah, that's sort of the conundrum of this game. It is simultaneously the best effort that they've given this year as a team in terms of, you know, going toe-to-toe with a top-10 team, you know, matching some physicality on defense, responding offensively, making plays offensively. And at the same time, I thought it was a pretty lousy job by the coaching staff in terms of decisions in key spots. Yeah. I think you look back at that, you know, how they handled the field goal before the first half, calling timeout for no reason with 25 seconds left, and then Miami comes down and gets a field goal of their own. You know, squib kick to set that up in between. You know, you can debate the fake field goal call. I actually kind of liked it. I know it didn't work out, but I liked the call there in that spot. But a lot of Virginia Tech fans are, you know, questioning that situation. And I think you get to the end of the game, and you look at their two-minute drive there, and, you know, they got the ball with, I think, 157 left or something like that, and they're throwing a Hail Mary from the 30-yard line. And they had a couple timeouts there. They did not handle that clock management well to get down the field and give themselves a better chance, perhaps, than even having to toss it up to a bunch of guys from the 30-yard line. So, you know, that is the downside of this whole thing. We're not talking about first-year head coach Brent Pry. We're talking about 29 games in coach Brent Pry. And you would hope that he would be better in these moments about managing the game and giving this team a bit better of a shot to win these games. But, you know, there might be a reason why he's 1-10 in one-score games so far.
Yeah, well put. And I think on the fake field goal, fans are always going to like a play that doesn't work. I think if that works, we're seeing a different tune,
right,
obviously. But, yeah, plenty of other stuff, starting with the halftime field goal, putting three extra points on the board the other way that turned out to be pretty significant. There were two big kicks, too, in a pretty humid environment down there. That was fun to watch two kickers make some big ones. As a person who watches Commanders games, it was a unique and fun concept for me to watch kickers be able to convert from beyond 50 yards.
Well, they were in an NFL stadium, so they must have been taking on some of those NFL kicker traits, because that's like, the tie in your shoe right now is making a 50-yard field goal for kickers in the NFL.
It's remarkable what they're doing. Andy Bitter joins us from TechSideline.com. So we do turn the page, though. They do go out west. They are inaugurating this trend here where teams are going to travel cross-country to play ACC conference games. What are they doing to get ready for this, and what are kind of the unique challenges of this trip?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long trip. I mean, that's the big challenge. I mean, going on a plane ride down to Miami is, what, like 2 hours, something like this. I mean, here you're on a plane for 5.5, going cross-country, dealing with the time change. That's something you'll typically have to handle in the Atlantic Coast Conference. You know, it's right there in the title. Everything is sort of Eastern seaboard focus there. So this is a new experience, and time change, travel, the emotional hangover from a loss like that last week. I think it's a challenge this week for these coaches to get this team up, to go and beat a team that, frankly, they should beat. I think they're 9.5-point favorites, something like that. The line has gone up considerably since it opened. Some quarterback health issues, I think, with Stanford is pushing that whole thing. But, before the season, this is a game you lined up and you go, they should go out there and they should handle business, even though it's a long ways to go. And now it's like, well, how do they react after a loss like that? Or are they deflated? Are they motivated? And I think that's the big question this week.
Yeah, it's how they respond will determine a lot. And obviously going into the ACC portion of the schedule here, it's going to be top heavy. Miami and Clemson, we see how good they are. You mentioned bowl game briefly early on. I think that's probably still a realistic goal for this team, but it's going to be harder to make that ACC title game after the loss last week, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, anything short of running the table at this point, you would have to think would not get you there. I don't think 6-2 is going to get you in when it's a 17-team conference and sort of a free-for-all for those top two spots. Then you play Clemson coming up. So if you've lost to Miami, you've lost to Clemson. I mean, those are probably the two most likely teams to be playing in that game. So that's a pretty tall task, and I know this team has high hopes coming into the season. So, already having your conference title hopes dashed pretty much at this point of the season is rough, but you have to recalibrate at this point. And making a bowl game is still pretty important, because not making a bowl game this season would be viewed as a colossal failure in year three of the Brent Pry era.
That would be a very different conversation we'd be having at the end of the year, and not a pleasant one, for sure. Andy Bitter,
conversations is what they like to say.
You want to tell us what you got cooking on Tech Sideline this week?
Yeah, pretty typical week of coverage. Got a mailbag later this week. We'll be following up with Pry here shortly at the press conference, kind of his thoughts a couple days later on what he thought of the call. I'm sure he'll give us his honest opinion forthright out there when we ask him. But yeah, heading out to San Francisco on Thursday. Should be a fun time.
Enjoy a great trip, and should be a ton of fun. Miami's out there as well, so a coincidental ACC weekend out there in the Bay Area.
Yeah, it's a big grand opening, I guess, they should have for the West Coast here.
Welcome the West Coast to the Atlantic Coast Conference. Andy Bitter, TechSideline.com, we very much appreciate the time.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, there he goes. There we go. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.